But the COVID-19 pandemic is threatening to undo the gains the world has made as far as gender equality these last 25 years. You remember, of course, it was 25 years ago that infamous Beijing Conference for Women, Phumzile Mlambo-Ngcuka, recently spoke at the Sustainable Development Goals Summit. She is the former Deputy President of South Africa and now the Executive Director of UN Women. And whilst the world grapples with the devastation COVID-19 has caused, we've got to think about how we can accelerate the empowerment of women in light of this pandemic. I pre-recorded an interview with her, and that's a question I put to her. How do we begin to change empowerment as a dynamic in light of this pandemic?
It's important, Bongani, that we try not to waste a good crisis, so to say. Because every crisis offers us opportunities. In this particular crisis, when it comes to gender-based violence, in the countries that we have worked in, including South Africa, collaborating with government and other service providers to see the readiness of the country to deal with gender-based violence, we have up-to-date information about what is missing in the infrastructure and the services that are needed for women. So where there's resources and stronger advocacy, political will, you know, we know exactly what we can do, and that we have been able to do in most of the countries of the world. Secondly, on digital infrastructure. I think I am, if you strip me of everything else, I'm just a teacher. Love education, because I also think that is the closest thing to the silver bullet when we are addressing women's issues. And I have been advocating the need for digital infrastructure in our schools. I don't know how many speeches I've made. COVID, one day, everybody understood the message and how important that is. And I think that too offers us an opportunity to close the digital divide.
I want to focus on South Africa specifically, because you would obviously have had a lot more of experience in dealing with our challenges. There's the digital divide, there's the economic gap, but there's also the horrible problem of femicide, specifically when we talk about gender-based violence. And one of the things, of course, that we've seen during this crisis is how many women and children have been locked in closed spaces with the perpetrators of violence against them. And in some cases, the consequences have been horrific.
So in South Africa specifically, digital divide, certainly we have no excuse now not to address it adequately. Secondly, on femicide and gender-based violence in general, including domestic violence, we know in South Africa now that our police and our responses cannot really be there, are not there on time. That leaves many women vulnerable. While police and law enforcement cannot be everywhere, every time, we need to cultivate collaboration with communities. You know, there was a time in South Africa where we used to have street committees, where each other's keeper at that time. The femicide and the violence against women in South Africa is so deep that we actually need a whole society approach.
With respect, though, I would put it to you that those street committees were around mobilizing against an external threat. The people behind a lot of the gender-based violence are in our homes. These are the people who would be part of those committees in the past. And we've had summits, we've had discussions, we've had campaigns, and yet it just seems to, in fact, be getting worse. I mean, you mentioned the issue of political will. Is there political will to deal with this?
I think it's unequal, because in countries where we've seen move, the political will has been wholesome, if you like. You have strength, in the leadership at the highest. You have your prosecution authority, you have your police at local level, you have your, the whole system works together. And there aren't many countries that have been able to turn this around. But in those rare pockets where we are seeing this, that collaboration has been tight. So it would be from presidents to mayors to councillors to especially your local councillors. And of course, you need the women's movement to be strong.
You were once a heartbeat away from the presidency. Two questions for you. Is this president doing enough? And secondly, if you were in charge, what would you be doing differently?
Is this president doing enough? I mean, he is definitely saying the right things, and I really believe that he means it. But he actually needs a team that can work with him to implement. And the team everywhere in law enforcement, in the social work system, in making cases, that cases reach their conclusion. I mean, the fact that we still do not see as many people going to jail for femicide, when we know the numbers are so high, that does not make perpetrators feel they have something to fear. So I think that he can actually only go so much. He needs the system to hold together and work with him. I think we're struggling to help the system to work together everywhere. And and in part, corruption contributes towards the level of complacence that we actually see. The disappearance of dockets, for instance, and the fact that people are not held accountable.
So what would you differently, if you were in charge, what would you differently?
You know, I suppose because maybe I am a woman, I would probably be going there myself, because I think that in some ways there is nothing for me at this point in time when it comes into protecting the rights of women that is more important to win than gender-based violence, because it is the most dehumanizing form of discrimination against women, which actually produces corpses. It is also the form of violation against women's human rights that is highly tolerated in South Africa and in most cultures of the world. So I think you really have to go there. You almost have to go to court yourself.
The words there of Dr. Phumzile Mlambo-Ncuka. That was, of course, a Zoom interview. She is in New York. There is a time difference, but technology allows us to have these conversations. I actually recorded that from the comfort of my home over a Zoom. You can catch the full interview, because that's a truncated version. You can catch the full interview on our social media pages. We'll put it up on our website. You can watch her speak. She says if she were in charge, she'd walk to the stations herself. She'd demand answers. She says GBV is the one form of violence that is tolerated yet produces corpses. Not enough is being done. She was once a heartbeat away from the presidency. We spoke to her as the executive director of the United Nations Women, and of course, in light of the 25th anniversary of that women's conference in Beijing.